Mr. Co-Chair, thank you for organising this forum and dear delegates and representatives. It is an honour to be speaking today in front of you on behalf of 178 NGOs across the world supporting the people of Western Sahara, the last colony in Africa. We are here to discuss human rights issues, inequalities and poverty faced by the world population. The people of Western Sahara has been living in a total human rights black hole. This non-self-governing territory has been abandoned by Spain and occupied by Morocco for 45 years now. And the UN mission in place is the only post-Cold War mission currently deployed that is not mandated to monitor, protect, and promote human rights. And given the ongoing violations, discriminations, inequalities, and general suffering of the people, this is unacceptable. The occupation has allowed, for example, the natural resources to be plundered and exploited for the benefit of the occupying power and to the detriment of the autochthone people who lives in extreme poverty. The people of Western Sahara eventually suffer twice, from violations and from impunity. What legal basis can the UN invoke to leave them unaccounted for regarding human rights violations? The world cannot turn a blind eye to the situation, and it is deteriorating. In fact, following a recent escalation and media campaigns by Moroccan official authorities, there's an imminent danger that many of Western Sahara's most prominent human rights defenders and activists may be arrested and jailed in the coming days or weeks, including Mrs. Aminatou Haidar, 2019 Right Livelihood Award laureate. And we, as support groups, have been following a dangerous smear campaign and open threats against members of the Sahrawi Organ Against the Moroccan Occupation, an organization recently created in the occupied city of El Aaiun. We are all here today to talk about lessons learned. So here's a question for the Human Rights Council in the forum. What lessons can we learn from the failure of the international community to protect human rights and ensure justice for the people of Western Sahara? And how do we remove the obstacles to the realization of an act of self-determination, which is the key to accessing social and economic justice and development for its people? I think we all know the answers, and they just need to be implemented. Thank you for your attention, and I hope this attention will turn into action.